Today's the federal holiday to honor Martin Luther King Jr. and his leadership to free black and other Americans from the Democratic Party's systematic denial of equality under the law. Make no mistake, segregation, Jim Crow, so-called separate but equal, were all creations of the same political party that had viciously protected slavery. Democrats are the party from which the disgusting Ku Klux Klan emerged and acted as its militant wing to enforce the Democratic Party's disgusting racist agenda throughout the country. The naive should understand that the Klan was active across the nation, not just in southern states. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man who had flaws and sins like any other, but he is admired because he peacefully rattled the nation's conscience about injustice so forcefully that it finally resulted in Democrat voters and some leaders in non-segregation states turning on the disgusting racist nature of their political party. That left Jim Crow Democrats in a state of disarray and opened the door for non-segregationist Democrats to begin a slow takeover of that party in the South. America's Democratic Party has its roots in slavery and then Jim Crow segregation for a century after the Civil War. That war was prosecuted by Republicans, a party founded in part to end slavery, and a party that was run out of the South after the war between the states because it was electing black Americans to local and state office. MLK Day should be a time to remember just who occupied those state houses he was leading marches against. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.